Right. So we have three Parrot drones here. This one AR Premium. We're not going to fly this one because I would like to keep my head on my shoulders. I don't want to.
We should, you know, these are quadcopters. The technology in here is basically cell phone technology. They have accelerometers. They're able to stay level. They're much easier to fly than a remote-controlled airplane. But it is essentially a remote-controlled helicopter, or quadcopter. And they take a little bit of skills. They've gotten better and better now, though. You know, many of them, you can press one button, they go in the air. They have cameras built in, so you don't have to worry about how much weight they can carry. This has got a 720p. Camera, but they're pricey. How much
this one's $450.
I bought the Bebop drone, also from Parrot.
And you used it how many times?
I used it once. Well, no, because it crashed, and now it flies sideways, and I have to get Father Robert to fix it.
Did it have these styrofoam bumpers here?
Yeah, it's an option, though, on the Bebop. You can take them off if you're going to be flying them outside. This is more for an indoor thing. Because you don't want it to, you know, hit your expensive TV or your mom's vase. So it's a nice idea to have these bumpers on there. It's also better for people, I think.
Yeah, the reason why we're talking about these drones is that you control them with your iPad or your iPhone your iOS device.
You wouldn't want to control with your Apple Watch, I don't
think. No, so here's the app.
So you're seeing the output of the camera right now.
Yes.
All right.
So this is Jet is the smaller one. It's not the flying drone. It's the rolling around drone.
This is cool.
This
doesn't fly.
No.
And it's a lot less expensive.
It is, yeah. So
who's going to drive?
This one, I'm going to drive it. It's now connecting to...
Okay, so in most cases, these will set up their own Wi-Fi access points. And then you have to go into your Wi-Fi and you look for not the Wi-Fi access point you're usually on, but the drone itself. Do you see it there? Maybe it's on a different network. Is it turned on?
I don't know. That's a good question.
That's why it wasn't responding. So this is always a little bit... The beginning of all of this is a little tricksy. I don't know if it uses Bluetooth. Does it use Bluetooth?
No. One of them uses Bluetooth and one of them uses Wi-Fi, interestingly enough.
We killed the battery.
It's dead.
By the way, actually, no, that's good because that's another thing to think about with drones. You might want to get an extra battery or two because the batteries do run out fairly quickly. They typically 10, 15, 20 minutes. So if you're going to do a lot of flying with your drone, I guess, you know, when your kid opens that present, that's the first thing they're going to want to do. It's nice to have a couple extra batteries charged ahead of time. I got two batteries for my Parrot.
We do have an extra battery. I think we do have an extra battery.
Oh, here comes Father Robert. He's done battery surgery.
Drone doctor.
Now, do they still call this a drone, even though it's, in fact, a vehicle?
Well, it's from Parrot. They call it a... This is... The drones, they're now named, I guess, so you want to collect them all kind of thing. This one is called Jet. And
so now you should be able to see it.
Connect.
Is this one Bluetooth, Robert, or is this Wi-Fi?
Wi-Fi.
Yeah, so go back to your Wi-Fi. You should see it pretty soon.
Pretty
simple. There you go. There's Jet. So this is one tricky thing. The software will walk you through this. But what's weird is you go into the software and it won't see a drone until you connect it. Now you're seeing the output of the vehicle.
Yes.
That's a pretty good camera, too.
So it can jump. Let's see.
Whoa! That was good. That was a couple of feet, it looked like. Look at that. And you steer it, you know, you can't steer it because your iPad's on the case right now, but you steer it by steering the iPad like you would a steering wheel. So really, unless you're willing to, there you go.
There we go.
Yeah, you're seeing it's so cool. And for $100, this is the best remote control vehicle you'd ever have, I think. You know why the jumping's great? Because as you saw, it got caught on a wire.
Right.
It's not unusual for a drone to hit a curb or get caught on something. And the fact that you could just jump out of trouble like that.
Right.
It's also great for scaring animals.
It can do all these kinds. It can spin.
Whoa! Oh, the kitties will love
slalom.
This.
Wow. Metronome.
Does it have any autonomous capabilities? I mean, can it fly? Drive? I guess not.
He did something where he set it on a little path. You can
he
programmed it.
Oh, that's neat.
To go on a path.
I think this is a bet, frankly, unless you know that your giftee is really adept with the remote-controlled flying things, this is probably a better gift. Less expensive, less likely to get lost. Every drone I've ever... Whoa! And that is awesome. Every drone I've ever bought, I've lost. That's one of the reasons Father Robert said your first drone should be a cheap drone.
This one, you should have gotten this one.
This looks so cool. $100 is great.
I don't know what it's doing now, but
Now, you do need an iPhone or an iPad to drive it around.
Yes, you do need
an device. Because your iPhone or iPad is connected to the jet, you can't surf the net with it.
Right.
It's busy.
Yeah, it is busy.
It's busy driving.
It's dancing.
That is really strange.
It is. It's a slow shake.
Is it supposed to do that?
That's called the slow shake.
You actually press the slow shake
button? Slow shake, yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Slow shake, the spin.
I am in love with this now.
It is pretty cute. I mean, my kids loved it. They're 10. They enjoyed it. I mean, you know, it does have a camera on it. It does. You got to remind them to keep
great
it out
if
of
you
the
have
private
pets.
Areas.
You can really drive the pets crazy.
Yes, great if you
want
to
spy. Don't
drive
it into your private areas. That would hurt. And there's Father Robert. He's flying it. It has a real Star Wars look to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, so it's This one is $100. I'm almost 100% sure that it's $100.
Almost 100%.
Let's also look at
Thank you, Robert.
Are you ready to...
Are you... Now, let's
we'll do the
get ready
one,
to
and
fly.
And I gave Burke my iPhone because I have the app on my iPhone.
But this is a cheap one. This is not an expensive...
This is also $100.
Yeah, see... and there's even less expensive ones. This is kind of a midget.
And it's sturdy.
Yeah.
This is a cargo drone.
It doesn't have a camera.
No, it does not.
But it will carry things, small things.
This one has fallen. We've knocked it into stuff.
Kids love drones, but I got to tell you, it's not an easy thing to fly one.
And it gets frustrating in that, like, you know, that 30-minute life, battery life, or 40-minute battery life, or whatever it is, can be frustrating for a kid.
Yeah.
It's our
the battery.
or the 2-minute battery. We had those waiting.